I get out of life all that I put into it. I get out of life all that I put into it. What do I put into life? What sort of things do I think are important for me to have in my life? What sort of things do I think every moment of my life? When I wake up in the morning, do I think thoughts of harmony and love and peace? Or do I think thoughts of aches and pains? Lots of people think thoughts of aches and pains, and they wonder why they have aches and pains. Because they're thinking thoughts of aches and pains. Now, do you want to think thoughts of aches and pains? Do you want to think those things in your life? No. You say, well, you got to be realistic. You got to look at life the way it is. You got to be aware of what's going on. You can't be ignorant of that. You can't pretend. Well, one of the most interesting words that we have had in our vocabulary is the word lie. And we say, whatever is not an appearance, or whatever is not an appearance, and we say it is an appearance, is a lie. We say that lies are those things that are not true. Lies are those things that are not appearances. And yet, the not appearances are what make up most of, if not all of, life. The not appearances are the things that every single moment of our life we are confronted with. We open our eyes, and what do we see? It's a dark room. The sun hasn't come up yet. The shades are pulled, perhaps the drapes are drawn. So we open the drapes, we open the shades. We look outside, and it's still dark. It's before the sun has come up. And so we say to ourselves, oh my goodness sakes, better turn a light on. So we turn a light on. And then we go to the bathroom, and then we prepare ourselves for our day. And we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, how wonderful this day is. Just look, oh hey, look out the window, there comes the sun. You see, now, the appearance is that the sun wasn't there. The appearance is that the room was dark, but you turned on the light. The appearance is that you were in bed, and you were sleeping, and then a moment later, you were awake. Well now, what were you doing while you were sleeping? You were sleeping, you were in otherworldliness, so to speak, but you were not aware of the world that was around you. You were not aware of the room that you were in. You were not aware of the life that you were living. You see, these are all illusions. These are all things that we would call a lie. Are you sleeping? No, I'm awake. Were you sleeping? Yes, I was sleeping. Well, when you were sleeping, were you awake? No. Well, you really were. You see, we cannot live. We cannot be the sentient beings that we are unless we are always sentient. We cannot be unconscious. Oh, we may be unconscious to an area of our being, but not all areas. And we are always conscious. And we think we're unconscious. We think that we're sleeping. We think that we have our mind off on some other tangent. And really, where are we? Where are we? What are we doing? Well, what we're doing is we're just having an illusion. And that illusion is a temporary thing. That illusion is not our reality. That illusion is just something that comes and goes. Now, are we going to say that that's the truth about us? What are we going to put into life? Are we going to say, I like me, 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 I like me? That's a good thing to say. Are you going to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and are you going to mean it? Are you going to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and mean it? Are you going to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and be very realistic about it? You can, you know. It's up to you. What do you want to do? Now, you say, but right now I'm not having such a happy time, and right now things are not going the way I'd like them to go. Well, is that any reason that you should not like yourself at that time? Is that any reason that you should allow that which you say you don't want in your life, that which you say you don't like in your life, to be your reality? Well, it's up to you. It's up to you. Have you ever heard a person say, I have a sore throat, or I have a cold, or I have this or that? Why would they say such a thing? Why would they want such a thing in their life? Why would they like such a thing in their experience? Why would anyone be so foolish as to say, I have, when it's only a temporary thing? I have a hot potato in my hand. Whoa! And so you drop it, you put it on your plate, you do whatever you do with it, but you don't keep it in your hand. And a few moments later, the feeling of warmth that you got from that hot potato goes away, and your hand is back to normal. Now, is the hot potato a reality in your life, a temporary reality? Is it something that is passing? Now, are you going to feel that hot potato all day long? No. That was just at the moment you had it. We have these experiences in our life all the time where we have hot potatoes, where we have, I say I have a sore throat, or I say this. Why not say, I like me all the time? Why not say, the world is wonderful all the time? Why not say, this is a fantastic life I am living all of the time? Why not tell yourself just how wonderful you are all the time? Now, it's easy to forget. It's easy to look at the appearances of things that had come into your life. That hot potato, it's a temporary thing, but it's easy to look at it and say, that's reality. That's oh, ho, 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 and worry about it. But it soon is gone and forgotten. A little boy comes in with a scrape on his knee, and his mommy says, here. And she kisses it and says, okay, now go play. And the little boy says, oh, thank you, mommy. And it's gone because mommy took it away. She put his attention on something else, on the kiss. Every time I scrape my knee, I'll go and see mommy and she'll kiss it and make it well. And you say, that's silly. That doesn't work that way. Well, it most certainly does. It's all part of the illusions of life. The illusions of life can be no more than a scraped knee and hurt for a moment and mommy's kiss. The illusion of life can be no more than you're hungry and then you have a great meal. Ellen and I often go to the grocery store, and as we go in the store, just before we go in the store, we have our lunch. And we have a very wonderful, filling lunch. We eat at some restaurant where they have beautiful lunches. And as we sit at the table eating our lunch, we don't want to get up. The lunch was so nice, and we just sit there with our tea or our coffee or whatever drink we have, and we enjoy it. And we're very happy. We're very thrilled. And as we're thrilled and happy with the coffee after our dinner, we are content. And then we go into the store, and we go to buy our groceries. And if we didn't have a list of things that we had to get, we wouldn't get anything, because we're full. We're content. We're happy. We realize that what I get out of life is what I put in. And if I put in that I'm already full, then I'm no longer interested in buying groceries. If I put into it that I am happy, I am wealthy, I'm healthy, all is in divine order, then that's what it is. All in divine order. Nothing more is needed. Nothing more is wanted. Nothing more is important. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is for you and for me every moment of our life. To live our life that what we put in it is what we get out of it. And so I put in my life that I am happy. I put in my life that all is in divine order. I put in my life that I am a joyous person. I'm unconditionally loving. I remind myself that. Because some moments I might be thinking about not being unconditionally loving, but I'm unconditionally loving. I put into my life all those things that I want to get out of it. And so I usually try to go shopping just before I have lunch. And you say, well, then it has to sit in the car while you're having lunch. That's right. That's why I bring the cooler boxes along, so it can sit in the car for a few moments. But if I go shopping after I have my lunch, I will not buy things that I would like to have later on that I wish I had when I was at home and reach into the cookie box or reach into the apples or reach into anything. Whatever I get out of life, I have put into it. And if you have abundance in your life, if you have health, if you have harmony and peace, if you have spiritual clarity, if you have the wisdom that the grand wise beings have had, it's because you put that realization in your life that that's who you are now and forevermore. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful way to live, and it's the way that I live every moment of my life. Join me in living that way. Join me in experiencing it. Join me in knowing it for you as I know it for me. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.